Blog Talk Radio.
Nou, dit is dus de huiskamer. En dan komen we hier bij de slaapkamer.
Ah, ja.
Met...
Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, and welcome to the final News Forum broadcast of the year 2021. Tonight is Sunday, December 26, 2021, the last Sunday in December and the last Sunday in this year. Tonight on News Forum, holidays or hella days? What do you say? Tonight we will be recapping 2021. We will also be sharing memories that we cherish. So please feel free to press one tonight and share with us a memory you cherish. Also, share with us your thoughts and your feelings about this season. Do you consider it a holiday or a helladay? Also tonight, you will hear thoughts and feelings from some of the wrongfully incarcerated, the exonerated, and their families who have been guests on News Forum this year. And inquiring minds want to know, what did you get done in 2021, and what are you going to do in 2022? So, keep it right there. Don't you dare go nowhere. News Forum with Chinchilla J. We'll be right back after this. With COVID-19 still spreading rapidly across this country and all around the world, it is imperative and the best time to take charge of your health as never before. Health should be your number one priority. Your health should be more important than money, than materialistic things, than friends, and even family. Because if your health fails, then you will fail also. So get well and stay well today, and Here's to Your Health can show you how. Give Here's to Your Health a call at 844-642-8378, extension 777. That is a toll-free number, 844-642-8378, extension 777. Our goal at Here's to Your Health is to get you well and to keep you well naturally without the use of man-made, chemically induced medications, drugs. We take a natural approach to health by the use of nutrition, herbs, and the natural elements of life. We have certified natural health specialists and naturopathic doctors to assist you on your road to optimum health. We can get you off of all of those drugs because, guess what? Some of you are drug addicts because you are dependent upon those drugs that the white lab coat doctor has prescribed for you, and you now have become addicted to those drugs, and you will die taking those drugs without ever getting well, without ever getting rid of the disease or the diseases and ailments that you have. You will die with them. But with the use of God's herbs, you can get well and you can stay well naturally. So give Here's to Your Health a call today at 844-642-8378, extension 777. Make the choice today. Your way, man's way, or God's way. The choice is yours. Here's to your health. Newsform is a syndicated radio program with over 12 million listeners worldwide. Newsform is brought to you by the ONE Network and Looking Glass Entertainment. Investigative reporter Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor of Newsform. Newsform broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or share your thoughts and feelings, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133 and press 1. If you're already listening via phone tonight and you would like to talk, comment, vent, or share your thoughts and feelings, share a memory that you cherish, just press 1. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, as we now take you to the live scheduled broadcast of News Forum with Chinchilla J. Tonight, you will hear from Garland West, Ali Shabazz, Muti Adamu Oseberu, Brian Parnell, and Herndon Steele, as they share their feelings, their thoughts, their emotions, straight from the heart as to what this holiday or holiday season means to them and what 2021 has meant to them. Also, joining in on the conversation tonight, Pennsylvania historical exoneree Vincent Moto, criminal defense and wrongful conviction attorney Caroline Turner, Reverend Jerome Fordham, and Huni Bas Atun. Let's get those phone lines lit all the way up. And now, here she is with her final broadcast of 2021, investigative reporter, host, and anchor, Chinchilla J. Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Chinchilla J, and welcome to the final broadcast of News Forum for 2021. The next broadcast that you will hear from News Forum will be in the new year, 2022. And I really want to know what y'all going to do in 2022, because so many people didn't get anything done in 2021. Some of you did have some fun in 2021 during this pandemic. I've seen a lot of people traveling, going all over the world during this pandemic. But what have you really gotten done in 2021? A lot has happened this year. A lot has happened last year. And this year, ooh, geez, did a lot happen. This year, we lost quite a few pioneers. We lost in 1 week Omar Askia Ali, who was wrongfully incarcerated for 51 years, and he's 81. He was 81. He passed away. And that is so, so sad and so frustrating. We also lost in that same week Russell Maroon Schultz. And it's just so ridiculous. Russell was 78 years old, and he was wrongfully imprisoned. He was in there for 49 years, and he did get to come home. And he was home for about two and a half months, October 26th is when he came home. And, you know, it's so very sad, but he did get a chance to get out and spend time with his family. So we need to keep those families in prayer, because they lost loved ones who were victims of this ungodly criminal injustice system. And we don't want to see any more men or women perish to this ungodly criminal justice system. It's just not right. So we know that a lot of people around this country are celebrating this past week. They've celebrated Christmas Eve, Christmas, and, you know, the New Year's is coming up, New Year's Eve, and today is the first day of Kwanzaa. So I want to know what you all are celebrating, if you're celebrating Christmas, if you're celebrating Kwanzaa, if you consider this to be the holiday season or a holiday season, which wrongfully incarcerated Muti Adamu Oseberu, he calls it a holiday, the holiday season. And he has his reasons for saying that, and he makes a valid point. But a lot of people around this country and even around the world today are feeling a little low, a little down because they have wrongfully incarcerated loved ones or loved ones behind bars rightfully. Some have lost loved ones this year and last year and years in the past. And it doesn't matter how long ago that a loved one has passed. When special times and occasions come, you think about them. And the memories that we have are memories that we can cherish for a lifetime. So it's so important to make sure you make good memories with your family so that when they pass, because each of us, we're all going to pass away from this earth one day. And when we do, we want to make sure our families have good memories to cherish, and we want to make sure we have good memories to cherish. So it's important to do that, people. So don't hold grudges with family members. Don't be angry with them and keep that anger in your heart, because if you do, it turns into hatred. It turns into unforgiveness. It turns into resentment. It turns into bitterness. And these are things that are not of God. So we want to gain a spirit of God within ourselves. No matter if you are Muslim, if you are a Christian, there's only one God. So we all can be godly and God-like. That means portraying the attributes of God and becoming a spiritual person. And if we do, guess what? We can help make this world a better place, because the world should be fueled off of love and not hate. So with that being said, tonight is all about sharing memories, those fond memories that you cherish, telling your thoughts, your feelings, sharing your emotions with us tonight. How are you feeling this time of the year, and what has 2021 meant to you, and what are you going to do in 2022? So if you would like to talk and share those thoughts with us tonight, you need to press one. You need to press one. And we're going to get started right now. We're going to, as a matter of fact, we're going to get started listening to a few of the wrongfully convicted men that have been on this show this past year. And before we do that, I would like to just acknowledge some of the shows that we had this year, and the people that we had on as guests that were not anyone that were wrongfully incarcerated, but they were just guests that we had come in onto the show before I just started doing solely wrongful convictions. So I would like to acknowledge Brandon Flood, who was the Secretary of the Board of Pardons here in Pennsylvania. Also, State Representative Jordan Harris was a guest on the show. We also had Dr. Desiree Zorn on the show, and so many other people that we've had on News Forum. And News Forum comes on every single week, so that means that that's 52 weeks that News Forum was on in 2021. And so it would take too long for me to name all 52 guests on the show tonight, but we're going to hear from some of the wrongfully incarcerated men that are currently right now wrongfully behind bars and took the time out today to to share their feelings and their emotions. And we're also going to have with us tonight Reverend Jerome Fordham and, of course, criminal defense attorney Caroline Turner. And we're going to hear from Pennsylvania State historically exoneree Benson Moto tonight as well. So we have a great show in store for you. And just press one if you do want to talk. And you don't have to. You can just listen. And these stories and the things that these men have said, very profound things, and just let it resonate within your spirit tonight. So we're going to bring on Caroline Turner and chat with her for a minute before we start listening to our guest tonight. All right. So, Caroline, how are you tonight?
Caroline is not on at this time. I'll let you know when she is. Anchor?
Oh, she didn't go on yet. Okay. Oh, she just messaged me. She said she's coming now. Okay. All right. All right. So we're going to be talking with Caroline in just a moment. But we're going to also be speaking with Reverend Fordham tonight as well. And he's going to be praying for everyone tonight because we definitely all could use prayer. And we also need to learn how to pray for ourselves as well. And we're going to just reminisce. And I'm going to start off with what 2021 has meant for me while we're waiting for Caroline. For me, 2021, as I stated in the beginning of this year, to me, it represents getting things done. And 2021, I got a lot of things done. Did I get everything I wanted to get done done? Not really, but almost. But I did get mostly everything I wanted to get done. So I was very active this year. I got so much done. But when I say, did I get everything done? I did not. And that's simply because I can't get to all of the wrongfully incarcerated. So I would love to be able to have all of them, you know, come on the show. And it's hard because there are so many men and women that are wrongfully incarcerated in this country. And do I feel as though I've done enough this year? I think I did as much as I could do this year, but I would love to have done more and to have traveled more to the various states that asked me to come. And I'm hoping that in 2022, I will be able to do just that. And I am not going to slow down because there's no time to slow down. We have to go full steam ahead and begin to advocate more than ever before. So that's my spiel for what I got done in 2021. And in 2022, I already shared what I'm going to do. All right. So let's bring on Caroline Turner. How are you tonight, Caroline?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, Caroline, tonight with tonight's theme in mind, what has 2021 meant for you? And what are a few of the things you got done this year?
Oh, my goodness. That's a very loaded question. 2021 has been a very, very eventful year. I have learned so much more about wrongfully convicted people and how many there are. Like you just said, we really can't get to all of them, even though we're trying really, really hard. It seems like so many people have been wrongfully convicted that it's absolutely terrifying. And that's one thing I've learned much more about. I had my unsuccessful run for judge, which was a very enlightening experience, and has motivated me even more to try and make changes in the justice system because of all the work I've been doing. And it's been a very busy and eventful year, And it's motivated me to do so much more in the area of the wrongfully convicted, in the area of injustice. So we're going forward knowing there's too much to do always, but that we're going to keep going one person at a time, one case at a time, one day at a time.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Caroline. I definitely appreciate you and all that you do, you know, how you have been a constant supporter of what I do. And I just appreciate you and just want you to know how much I love you and appreciate you. And I think that's important for people to know and people to hear those things while they're still alive. So I love you, Caroline Turner. And thank you so much.
I love you too, Chinchilla. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So everybody, this is criminal defense attorney and wrongful conviction attorney, Caroline Turner. And we're going to, I'm not sure if Reverend Fordham is on or not yet, but we're going to get him on a little bit later. But right now, we're going to listen to a beautiful song. And this song is such a lovely song called Back Down Memory Lane. And I thought that this was fitting because we're going to be reminiscing, as I said, and sharing some memories, some wonderful memories that we have that we can cherish forever. So take a listen to this song. All right, that was Back Down Memory Lane by the iconic Minnie Riperton with that wonderful voice and those high, high, high notes that she hits. Wow. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. And while we're going back down memory lane for 2021, some of the other people I want to acknowledge that have been on News Forum, the Pennsylvania It Could Happen to You chapter, and those guests included on different shows, Jeffrey Deskovitz from the Deskovic Foundation, also Millie Salato, who's the president of the Philadelphia chapter of It Could Happen to You, and we've also had Benson Moto, who is, of course, you've all heard him many times on News Forum this past year. He's the first person in the state of Pennsylvania to be exonerated through the use of DNA. We've also had Victoria Blanco on telling the story of her fiance, Melvin Ortiz, who's wrongfully incarcerated in Pennsylvania. We've also had the story of Antonio Chavez told by his sister, Yvonne Chavez. We've also had Shaniero Osborne on, who told the story of her son and her nephew, who were wrongfully sentenced, overly sentenced, and so many other stories. Eric Hayes, whose story was told by his sister Monique Hayes, and so, so many more. And tonight we are now going to listen to our first clip of an interview done. All these interviews were done today, and we're going to have some that are also going to be live with us tonight. But take a listen to Herndon Steele tonight. Hey, Herndon, how are you today?
I'm fine, Chinchilla. How are you?
I am fine, thanks. All right, so I just wanted to talk to you today to get your thoughts and feelings like this time of the year. And just to recap, everyone, you've been wrongfully incarcerated for 35 years. And so for all these years, you know, during this time of year, it's the holiday season. And I know you're Muslim, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't celebrate Christmas.
No.
But with, like, the new year approaching, how does it, like, make you feel any differently than the other parts of the year? And then what are your thoughts on this time of the year?
Well, no, it doesn't make me feel any differently than the other time of the year because, like I said, I don't celebrate it. And for me, like these times of the year, it's so commercialized for the people And I mean, to me, it's built on false beliefs. In fact, I was talking to Donald Block. He's Christian. And I mean, we have a good rapport, and he was saying to me how he knows that Christmas is not the day that Christ was born. So I asked him, I said, well, why are you celebrating? He said, basically, because the whole world celebrates.
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Mahanoy. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
I took everything in me not to laugh. it was really funny to me because the whole world celebrates something that you know that's not right.
Right.
Built on a false belief, it makes no sense for you to celebrate it. And but then I got to talk to him about a lot of times, you know, we grew up with these beliefs.
Yeah.
Our parents. Grandparents, you know what I mean? And so, and they didn't know. But for me, before I became Muslim, I studied the religion, various religions, because I wanted to make sure that I was making the right choice for myself, become a better person.
Okay.
And once I got studying and realizing that everything that basically Christianity, it's a religion that Jesus never called to. He never called to the worship of himself.
Right.
And so when I look, during these time of years, especially here, when you know the people, the prison system, they celebrate, give you a special meal, and they come around with a Christmas bag, which I don't accept it, you know. And I just, you know, stay in my lane and do what I do. And you know, if somebody asks me, I'll, you know, give my opinion about it, but I don't try to, you know, disrespect nobody in their belief. That's your belief.
Right.
And I approach it.
Okay. Okay, next question. Can you share with me, like, what is one of your fondest memories
fondest memories since I've been in prison?
You can say since you've been in prison and before being in prison.
Before coming to prison, my fondest memory, my best memory, is when my son was born.
Okay. Now, is that Akeem?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Although, you know, I was 16 years old. For a 16-year-old to have a son, I just, you know, envisioned doing everything, teaching him how to play ball and just going to games with him. And I'm sorry, I might get a little emotional. I'm just chilling, but that's fine, right?
Yes.
But, you know, that's my fondest memory. And despite the fact that I never got a chance.
This is a call from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Mahanoy.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Taking them to my basketball games and spending everything concerned to him is my fondest memory, because at this point, that's all I'm left with.
Yes, yes.
And since being incarcerated, my fondest memory, my best memory is when I married my wife.
All right. And would that be Tracy?
When I married her, that's the best thing that ever happened to me since I've been incarcerated, other than being guided to Islam, my religion. You know what I mean? But marrying her was my fondest memory.
All right, that's awesome. That's awesome. I know that's making her smile. okay, and now for people today and tonight that will be listening to the show, what is some advice that you could give to them?
The advice that I always try to give, especially when, you know, addressing citizens, non-incarcerated people, is that if you have a loved one who's incarcerated, you have to support them. And no support is too little. If it's just a letter a month, that's support. And it goes a long way. And I always try to stress this to tell them, because I'm around a lot of people who don't have that support. And
wow.
I need the effects that it has on them. Guys, don't have nobody to call. Don't get no mail. They have to depend on the money that they get from a prison job, which is really not enough to pay for, you know, your cable and your cosmetics, your personal hygiene stuff, your food. It's just not enough. You know what I mean? And I see how they, you know, have to, you know, scrape this round their head just to get a meal to go in with at night. And it's really sad. It's really sad. You know what I mean? And well, some families just don't have the money. It's hard.
Right.
And have a loved one in there, you have to support them by whatever, any means that you can. It don't have to be money. But if somebody know that they love, the fact that they got to go and they sell hungry at night, the love supersedes that.
Yes.
They know somebody care about them.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's what I would stress. Okay. Try to get involved in any capacity that you can with prison reform.
Yes, that's awesome, Herm. That's awesome.
Right now.
Yes, it is. And then now for your family, what would you like to say to your family tonight?
To my family?
Yes.
That I love them. I appreciate the many years of support. And better days are ahead for us.
Yes.
When I come out of here, we're going to party like it's 1999.
All right. Now I want to be right there with y'all.
You're invited.
Okay. All right, Herndon. Thank you so much for taking time out speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care. All right. Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, everybody. So that was Herndon Steele. And wow, Herndon said some really interesting things, something that really stands out. He told everybody to do something, show your support. It doesn't have to always be monetary support, because we know that some families are really struggling, and you may not have anything to send to your wrongfully incarcerated loved one, but a letter would mean a lot
to show that you care, just to take the time out to take out a piece of paper and your pen and to write a letter to your loved one to show that you do care. Because money can't buy love, okay? And people have that so very wrong. People think that money like is worth everything and money is more important than love. It is not. You know, the word of God says love is what covers a multitude of sins, not money, okay? So show love by supporting those that are wrongfully incarcerated that you say you love. Go visit, you know, take their phone calls. And that would mean so much to them. Encourage them. All right, we're going to hear from Herndon's wife right now, Tracy, and to just hear what she has to say about what she just heard from her husband. Tracy, how are you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how are you? Tracy?
Hi, teacher.
Hi, how are you doing tonight, Tracy?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Now, the things your husband said, I mean, it had so much meaning. What would you like to say tonight? What, I guess, what he said and just in your own words, what has 2021 meant to you and what is the most most memorable thing in your life right now? The most cherished memory of yours?
It's been a tough year. 2021 has been tough. I was diagnosed with COVID last year. So it's been a little rough. And, you know, by him being incarcerated, it scared him so much. And I didn't want to worry him too much, but I got over it. And then, you know, they closed down the prison. So it was so hard for us to be together. And even now, we can't even, we can hug our loved ones when we go to visit, which is a three-hour visit, but we can't kiss them. We can't hold hands or eat together like we used to and stuff. It's been a little rough. So we all been praying that this year will be the last year that he's incarcerated. Memorable, like you said, I mean, the best years of my 12, 13 years that we've been together has been married to him. It's been incredible. And you know, I don't talk much. I'm not a talker. But I love, doing things with my family, his family, and with Herndon. So I really don't have much to say, but to piggyback off of what he said, just if you do have someone that's incarcerated, just like you said, just send a letter, or like you said, accept their phone calls, or you know, you don't have to always give money. Something that you can do to, show support for the ones that's incarcerated, especially for the ones that's wrongfully incarcerated. It's hard. It's hard.
Yes. Yes, it is. But thank you so much, Tracy, for calling tonight, for sharing what you just shared with us. And I know you don't like to really talk, but I thank you so much for talking and for you having that memory to cherish. And he said the best thing that happened to him was when he married you. Okay, since he's been wrongfully incarcerated, the best thing before being wrongfully incarcerated was the birth of his son, Akeem. So both of those memories are something so beautiful to cherish for a lifetime. And we do look for Herndon to be out in 2022. So we're going to claim it in advance. And again, thank you so much, Tracy. All right, we're going to go to another caller. Caller, you're live on the Ever News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
Priscilla?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is the Commissioner, Ebony Donto, the host of Strictly Business with E. Davis. I wanted to call in to wish you a happy belated Merry Christmas and a happy new year, and I'm enjoying the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you too, Ebony. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
And I have, I just want to give a brief comment. I would like to congratulate News Forum anchor Chinchilla J on her O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with her 38th all-time with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. Chinchilla, congratulations. I'm so honored and proud of you.
Thank you so much, Ebony. Thank you so much, Ebony, and everybody that is the commissioner of O&E Dynasty Network, Ebony Dawn Starks. Thank you so much, Ebony. All right, everybody. We are now going to listen to our next wrongfully incarcerated man. And, you know, I mean, this is just ridiculous that so many people are wrongfully incarcerated, and wow, it's just ridiculously crazy. And each and every day, people are being wrongfully incarcerated in this country, and it's just such a very sad thing, and it has to change. But let's go to our next wrongfully incarcerated person, who is also a Muslim. And I know, you know, some people, you know, well, he's not a Muslim. He celebrates differently. But we have to realize that there are Christians, there are Muslims, there are people that are from all types of faiths. We may not agree with what they're saying, but this is an open news forum. So we give freedom of speech to everyone. So our next caller, not next caller, but our next wrongfully incarcerated individual is Muti Ajamu Osaberu, who has been wrongfully incarcerated for 40 years. That's four decades. And Muti is going to come from a different perspective. So let's hear from Muti right now.
Before we hear from Muti, that darn auto text is something else. We want to congratulate Chinchilla Jonesia on her 39th O&E syndicated station all-time connection record. That is absolutely correct. And now, Muti.
Hey, Muti, how are you this evening?
I'm absolutely magnificent.
That is so very awesome. All right, so today is the first day of Kwanzaa, so Abaragani.
Abaragani Umoja.
And what is that? Unity.
Well, what you just spoke to me in Swahili, and you asked me, when you said Habari Gani, that means what's the news?
Yes.
I'm translating basically, you know, how you doing or what's up. And during the month or during the 7-day celebration of Kwanzaa, when the person greets you, you give them your response is the day of Kwanzaa that it is.
Yes.
The first day, which is Emoja, that's why I greeted you, Emoja Dada, which means unity system.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I've been celebrating Kwanzaa. I started celebrating Kwanzaa back in 1977. Yeah, so we used to do all that stuff with the candle lighting and all that stuff, and going from, you know, different people's houses for the 7 days, and taking everybody taking dishes, and, you know, and that was the greeting of Baragani. And yes, as you said, respond with whatever day it is. And I miss that. I don't really do that anymore, but I used to do it all the time from 1977 on. And I do miss that, because it definitely did bring a sense of unity, you know, for everybody during those celebrations. So let's talk about the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
Well, they're called the Nguzu Saba. Nguzu meaning principles, and Saba meaning seven. And there are seven, and some of you may be familiar with them, some of them not. First principle is the one we just got finished doing. It's Emoji, which means unity. And it means to strive and maintain unity in the family, community, and nation. And they, you know, common,
this is a call
commonly,
from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Brackville. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Commonly, people use the term race, but I don't use that term. I use the term culture. Because, as you well know, the concept of race is a social political construct. It's false as a $3 bill. And oftentimes when we subscribe to that, we just perpetuate the creators of that concept. The word race, racial racism, and racist are all terms or euphemisms in order to, you know, you use in order to not deal with white supremacy. So we need to call a snowball, if you will. So that's unity. That's the first principle. The second principle, which is my favorite, I told you this before, it's Pooja Chakalia.
Yeah, self-determination, yeah.
Absolutely. And every people on this planet deserves to understand the concept and live and promote the concept of self-determination. And for us, it means to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Instead of being defined by others, named by others, created for by others, spoken for by others. And, I always, one of my fortes is linguistics. And, you know, Dr. Sheikh Anta Diop said that one of the easiest ways to find out what, you know, our adversaries hid from us is look in the language. And you'll find it in the language because they can't hide it in the language. A lot of the terminology that they use, they got from us, but they don't want to give us credit. So they change the words, but if you, how linguistics works, the root of the word is right there. It's the original seed. They can't get away from the seed. And that's part of self-determination.
Yeah.
Defining yourself. For me, it all starts with redefinition. Dick Gregory talked about how, and this is a quote from Dick Gregory. He said him and his wife gave birth to 9 gods. And after giving birth...
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Brackville. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
After giving birth to 9 gods, he said he understood that he was having a conversation with a doctor, and the doctor told him that, if a child, if you don't feed a child solid food, they can't have a solid bowel movement. And Dick Gregory was, you must ain't changed no diapers before. He said, because my wife breastfeeds all of our guys, and you check they pamphlet, they got a solid bowel movement. He said, I say that to say that everything these people tell us, we got to redefine it because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. As long as we continue to follow them, we'll be in the condition that we're in. So self-determination, like I said, Kuji Chagalia is my favorite. The third principle is Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility. And that's to build and maintain our communities together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together. I mean, for us, we should cling to that more than anybody on this planet. That's a concept that we taught others. And because of, the hells of which we went through on the plantation, we've moved away from that. But that's our saving grace. If we don't get back to that, we can't get done the things that we need to get done. We realize that anytime we come together collectively to work and be responsible for that work, we'll never fail. We've proven time and time again that every time we come together to work and be responsible for one another, that we succeed. So that's the formula right there. You know, collective work and responsibility.
Yes.
The next one is Ujima, collective economics. And this is where we have a problem at. Even though we the masters of
economics. I'm sorry. You said collective. Cooperative economics, right?
Cooperative, excuse me.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct. This is one where we have problems at. Cooperative economics, simply because our adversaries, going through the process of plantation psychosis, taught us to be divided and always dependent on the enslaved. And as such, we don't understand the power collectively there is no more of cooperative economics. My thing, I like to keep it practical and plain. If you like Dr. Chinchilla Jonesy's program and platform that she created, cooperatively, economically supported. Send her money.
Yes.
I'm serious. Send her money. send her office supplies, send her debit cards, send her stamps. You know, if you don't have none of those things, provide security for her, because she travels all over the country. She needs security. You know what I'm saying? If you might like I like to take a page out of Pam Africa's book, where she say, if you bourgeoisie, you know, you like to tote your Coach bags and your Birkin bags, and you think you don't know what to do, have a fundraiser and get a proceeds to Dr. Chinchilla. Now, mate, everybody can play a role. Everybody can join in. But we got to go back to cooperative economics, because it's how we support what things that we like, things that we know that speak for us and speak to us and for us. Because if we don't, we won't be here tomorrow. There's no guarantee that we're going to survive as people. Perfect example of that is on TV One. My favorite show was on TV One called Sister Circle. And it was better than all the other female talk shows on TV. But it ain't here no more, because we didn't support it. And until we support the things that speak for us, speak to us, and stand up for us, then we're not going to continue to have those people. People take risks in various fields of endeavor. And when they do, and you know that they have your best interest at heart, you got to support them. And so if that ain't cooperative economics, I don't know what is.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And the next one is NIA, purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't walk in. This is to make collective vocation and building and the development of our communities in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. I don't really like to use the word traditional, because we've gotten off track with that word traditional. I always like to use the word original, because when you say original, then everything else after the original is a copy, a fake. Because many people who look like us but have the mind frame of many of our oppressors, whether those oppressors are Europeans, whether those oppressors are Arabs, and whether those oppressors are Asian or some other configuration, they have a tendency to talk about the things that we do and refer to them as tradition. When in fact, just because you're doing something don't mean that's a tradition. Like in this country, a lot of our young folks is caught up in gangbanging. You know, they can say, well, that's a tradition, but that ain't original. We weren't originally gangbanging. Something happened to our mind and changed our mind to get us involved in these gangs and clashing against one another. Somebody taught us some self-hate in order to do that. So we need to go back to the original as opposed to traditional. And in order to do that, you have to have a purpose. If you're walking through this earth without no purpose, then you have to ask yourself first and foremost, what is your purpose? And if that answer is you don't know, you got to find what your purpose is or ask others. Because sometimes folks can see things in you that you can't see in yourself. I learned that my purpose is an African life preserve. And I'm here to preserve African life, not only preserve it, but enhance it and embed it more abundantly in this life and in the next.
All right.
The next one is my favorite, or my second favorite. Kumba, creativity.
Yes.
And you know like I know, we produce so much from our creativity. Everybody understands the value of our creativity except for us.
Yes.
And so we have to begin to protect our creativity, because our creativity is what produces everything on this planet. You get up in the morning to eat breakfast, almost everything that you use after you get up from the morning to lunch to dinner comes from Africa. No matter what it is, whether it's cereal, whether it's the rubber on the cars you drive, whether it's the clothes you drive, whether it's the coffee you drink, it all comes from Mother Africa. And through those things, we produce those things through creativity. And normally when people are talking about creativity, I always talk about to always do as much as you can in the way that you can in order to leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. That's an old African proverb. You know, you never leave it like you got it. You always leave it better so that your children don't have to struggle as much as you did, and they can continue to build on the foundation that we created.
Yes.
So, like, Kumba is the thing that really drives us, and we have to learn how to protect it. And the last one, which is Imani, and that means faith.
Faith, yes, indeed.
And, yeah, faith is to believe with all our heart in our people, in our present, in our parents, in our teachers, in our leaders, in the righteous victory of their struggle. And I always say, again, you know, because my thing is linguistics, Imani meaning faith, I really don't like the word faith. I like the word power. And because power is much more tangible, power is neutral. It's not good or bad. And so when we understand the concept of power, we won't run from power. And most people understand that when you have the inner workings of your spirit, your soul, that represents power, power in a different fashion, spiritual power, the foundation of our power. And oftentimes, one of the words I have a pet peeve with is the word believe. Most of us don't understand that that's a compound word. It means two things. Be means to cut off willingly, and the other one, be means to cut off, like to cut off your head, to be head, and leaf means willingly. You put them together, it means to willingly cut off, to willingly separate from. And most of the times when you find so-called organized religion, to become a member of organized religion, you must first believe. So they're telling you that all the knowledge you have, you got to cut off that knowledge in order you accept what they're about to give you, knock you in your head, put you on the auction block. The next thing you know, they're selling you, talking about all your attributes is really good qualities for them to actually have a right to enslave you. So clearly we need some Imani in our life. So his hands are butt.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Muti. I wish we had more time. All right. That was Muti Ajamu Osaberu, everybody. And he talked about the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And for those of you that have no clue as to what Kwanzaa is, now you have a little history about Kwanzaa and the seven principles. And they're definitely principles that we all can live by. Are we going to go ahead and take another caller right now? Caller, you're live on the air with the News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello, hello. This is Mr. Boston. Man.
Hey, Mr. Boston. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? A little tired, but I'm okay. Those two brothers right there are surely from the Matunda Yakawanza. You know, and he explained the Guzo Saba perfectly well, very well, very, very good.
Yes,
I'm amazed, you know, at the way he explained it, how we should strive to maintain our unity as a family and a community, you know, as a nation, as a whole, you know. And we do. We definitely do need to learn how to define ourselves and name our own selves and create for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So he explained it. So that's all I got to say. I'm amazed. I'm really amazed.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight, Mr. Boston.
I try to get over here and support you. So you be having some dang good programs over here, you know. And I said I was gonna come over here and support you. I wish I could support every single body on this network, but I can't because I'm working and then I'm trying to keep my business afloat right now. So it's tough. Believe me, it's tough.
Right. I understand. But I thank you for supporting tonight. Thank you so much.
Well,
let everybody know when they can listen to your show.
You got to ask my boss over there on the sidelines over there. You got to ask him.
I'll tell him right now, next week. Not this week coming, but next week, Mr. Boss will be on Wednesday, January 5th, guys. So stay tuned. And now back to Chinchilla Jay. Chinchilla, you guys are calling the line.
All right. We're going to go ahead to the next caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on? You friend, little guy.
How are you? EJ Chill, what's that?
Yeah, lady, you know me, I'm still trying to stay black. It's so hard because they try to transform me to be something rich or not. You're like, hold up. Why can't I stay black? You know. But, you know, black people are not allowed to do that. Some of them are not allowed to grow up. Some of them are not allowed to walk and say, surprise, 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 might get hurt. You know, some of them don't even allowed to have education because they're supposed to be like dirt. You know what I mean? They're supposed to walk around like, but by the way, is that a book I'm allowed to read? No, can't do that. You know you're not allowed to read. y'all not supposed to be in anyway. But then when we get, you know, because I've been there, I've been locked out. What the fake, man? I had to make it the best case ever because I had to change and renew my mind and say, hold up. Because when you look at the outside, you see the bunny rabbits outside. You're like, damn, that's a bunny rabbit, you know. But you got to just think out the box. If you're there, do something different. If you're on the pod, first of all, make sure you get Trey Man as soon as you walk in. But you got to do something different. So just start doing exercise, run around the damn pod, you know, do something just to make the time go by and have some fun. You know, but the people y'all really got to understand, it's a really great thing to receive a letter. It's a beautiful thing to talk on the phone. But my God, it ain't too cool when people die. Now, y'all brains are dead right now. Because some of y'all ain't understand, we being trained to become born-again idiots. If you don't see what the government doing to us, you're going to get a rude awakening. And then by then, you're going to start to say, hold up, let's come together and do things and become more decency in order and not crabs in a barrel. Too late now. Y'all done killed all the people that wanted to grow the hell up. Everybody else want to be walking around like a dummy. So, yeah, girl, you keep doing what you do because God done it. This world is about to turn into an equation that we're not going to be able to understand. I'm just saying. Period. It's crazy. And my show's called Too Thorough by Will of God and God done it. My next topic is going to be called Captivation 101. When was the last time you was captivated? How did you feel? How did it feel? And what did you say?
Well, DJ Chill, you're still crazy as ever. And I thank you so much for calling in tonight. And, you know, thank you. And happy holidays to you and to yours. And I will talk to you soon. Let everybody know when your next show comes on.
Actually, his show will be on, let's get it all right now. So if Boston's on the 5th. And then the 7th will be that day. His show will be on the 14th of January. Let's continue the show, Chinchilla.
All right. Okay. Right now, everybody, we are going to now listen to Brian Parnell. Brian Parnell has been wrongfully incarcerated for 20 years, almost 21 years now. And his fiancée, Karen Penny Johnson, was the first to come on to the show to tell his story. And then we also had his brother Neil, his sister Tam, and other family members come on the show. And we also heard from his son, Brian, on News Forum as well. So let's listen to Brian Parnell.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
How you doing, Chinchilla? I'm blessed. How you feel?
I'm fine, thanks, and good to hear that you are blessed, and you are definitely truly blessed because you are still alive. And
that's right.
Yes. And I just want to ask you a few questions today, and I'm going to play this on the radio show tonight because this will be the final show for the year 2021. And tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the holidays and your thoughts and feelings being wrongfully incarcerated. Now you've been wrongfully incarcerated for, is it 21 years now?
Going into 21 years.
And having been behind those bars for all these years for a crime that you did not commit, and during this time of the year, I just want to get your thoughts and, you know, just from your heart, how do you feel this time of year? How does it affect you? And how has it affected you down through the years? Not being able to be out and with your family during this time?
It hurts. And I can't sit here and say that I've grown numb to it because I have, like a lot of people in here try to pacify it by saying, oh, it's just another day. Every day hurts that I'm away. And when you look at holidays and you hear of the family gatherings and you know, especially when you was a part of your family gatherings, you know, the reflecting back on all of them, it really hurts. It's like, oh man, it's rough, you know? And I don't try to take it out on nobody that I call home and talk to or nothing like that, because they be all chipper and happy. You don't want to, you know, put your weight on them, you know?
This is a call from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Cole Township. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
It's like I had to, so to speak, train my brother on certain things. Like when I would call him, he'd be like real, real upbraided and chipper, and I don't want to bring that down. And he'd be like, oh man, you good? How you feeling? And I don't want to say, no, I'm not good, and no, this ain't cool. But on the other hand, it's like a traditional thing to say, oh, I'm all right, to keep that person, you know, going, you know?
Okay.
And in the holidays, it's like holidays, birthdays, deaths, they're all equally infectually on me.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, and, yes. Wow. You know, go ahead.
And you don't want to, you know, the harder part is this. Like, especially like when I'm calling up and talking to my parents, you don't want to, you know, express that hurt. You don't want that pain to be reflected on them. And I'm not the type of person that'll put anything on anybody that don't deserve it. And I'm not going to do that. But that's what really, really makes it up. Even more of a struggle or more of a self-ward fight. It turns a lot of extroverts into introverts to reflect inward on how to suppress that or not delete that so much that it really...
This is a call from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Cole Township. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Because that type of stuff can actually push away your support, your home front.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes. Now,
nobody want to hear you. So you call home, nobody want to hear you want to complain all the time.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I know that definitely has to be hard for you. Now, how do you, like, during this time, what keeps you strong during this time of the year?
My home front.
Okay.
My home front. Being in contact with it really, 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 you know, shifts you from thinking about this crap, I ain't gonna use profanity, but thinking about this crap day in and day out. And when you call home and you hear your family members, hear your loved ones, it really, really takes you out of a negative state of mind, and it helps, you know, soothe the pain. It
yes.
Helps. It really does.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes. Now, so yesterday, being that it was Christmas, did you get to talk to any of your family yesterday?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's my motivational force.
All right.
It's the small things that people don't get that mean so much to brothers behind the wall and sisters behind the wall. I mean, it's like, you ever had like a comfortable silence with your partner?
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
And it's like, I had that with my woman, and I love it.
All right.
It sets me in the mind of, she thinking she has to say something to you. She fine. She ain't got to say nothing. She good.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
You know, family members, period. You get that. I even get that with my mother, like a comfortable sound, just to hear her, you know, breathing.
Yes, yes.
Means a whole lot.
Yes.
And a lot of people have those, you know, memories that are coming again, you know?
Yes.
Like,
and
all
that,
types of memories.
Yeah. And that was the next question. That was my next question. what is the fondest memory that you have? One of the memories that you cherish as one of your favorite memories.
I have so many. But just earlier today, I was thinking back when I was real, real, real young guy, real kid, little small guy, small fry. And my grandmother, my mother's mother, she always had, you know, chewing gum, Wrigley, spearmint, juicy fruit. And I would be a little spoiled brat and beg for Big Red. And I was a spoiled brat. So I would always be like, Daddy, you want me? I want to spend the night over your house. I want to spend the night over your house. And when I would get there, it would be just me a lot of times. And if they don't give me my way, I'd be like, take me home. She'd be like, you know, this is in South Carolina when I was living in South Carolina. So it's about a good 4 or 5 in city block terminology. It'd be about 4 or 5 city blocks. But it was a little around the train tracks, across the little train tracks around the corner. But she would actually take my behind home sometimes. And then when I get there, I'd be begging for her to take me back, and she would.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
That was a spoiled brat. I loved it.
Wow.
Just smelling her, it always comes back to me. Like my mother, I smell my mother. I smell Karen. I smell my children. It's like certain things of your family. You don't never leave. It never leaves you. It'll never leave you.
Wow.
Not being around them, a part of you, a large part of you, feel the pain of missing it. But that part right there, it comes in and it actually gives you that motivational force to keep fighting, to keep going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you hear like the vague family voices, you know, like my grandmother on my father's side always say, "Hey, Nana, how you doing?" She'd be like, "Good, Nana, I hear your voice." And that type of stuff keeps us going.
Yes. 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 Now,
like you keep us going too. Like when you say my big sister, you know, you probably thought I was thinking of my sister Tamara. I was thinking of you.
Okay.
You know, I called you my big sister. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I like being the big sis. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Now, for 2021, what has 2021 meant to you?
2021 has meant so many different things. It's like it gave me the stronger perception of not to take the whole moment for granted. Because a very, very, very positive influence on my life I lost this year. And this brother Omar, Edward Sistrom, showed me that at any minute, at any time, no matter what, you can be called home.
Mm.
So you don't take the whole moment for granted.
Yes.
There's no such thing no more as idle time or anything that's trivial. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I always tell my family I love them every time I talk to them, but it's more so now the small stuff, even the stuff that you'd be like, oh, I should have said this, or I wanted to say that, say it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That, I guess, would be to live with no regret. Yes. Yes. That's so true. That's so true. Yeah, that's right. So Omar, yeah, you in the same facility as Omar was, correct?
Yeah, he was actually on the same housing unit, same side. I was typing out stuff for him that, you know, he would ask me like for his book. He would handwrite it and I would type it out and give it to him. You know, that was a good man.
Wow. 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 What would you like to say to his family tonight?
I would like to say to his family that my family love and support goes out to you guys with all my compassion, because I know you're feeling the loss that we feel, and I feel it. I met the man in 2017, and from day one, me and this guy clicked. He's a good man. He's a very, very inspirational figure. And I pray that the family keep going on with this Boxing of Association of America program.
Yes.
And I hope that they do, because he has a lot of good things on the table with that.
Yes, yes. That's
and
definite.
I would just like to say to the family, I love you guys. And please, don't let that man die in vain. Keep fighting. Even if you think it's over with, it's not clear that man's name.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Because he was innocent and definitely.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
He was.
And Caroline.
Gave him a,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Caroline Turner's fighting for him. Yeah, I told her to keep on because he's innocent and prove his innocence and he can be exonerated in his death. And, you know, so that would be so very awesome. Yeah.
You tell a claim that he was going to shoot to Agnes Love and Shannon McDonald of fraud upon the court because some of the stuff that was in his case was done intentional by the district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
It is not accidental. Yeah, it's a fraud claim, but I just hope his family continue to fight to clear his name. And people think that when guy in prison died, he's not resting at peace. Brother Omar is at peace.
Yeah.
I believe that, and I know it because I know the character of that man.
Yes. That's awesome.
He's a good spirit, man. He's at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And he's resting.
Yes.
We got about 1 minute.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, we got a minute?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You
have 1 minute left.
Yep. She's right on point. Yes.
I want to say to my big sis, I want to thank you. Continue doing what you're doing. And to my woman, since I got the ear of everybody listening.
Yes.
Fellas, women, that you got a man like that, stay behind him and stay with him, right beside him, not behind him, beside him. Karen, thank you for being on my side. That's my best friend. That's the love of my life. Woman,
you're welcome.
And I'm still going to lick your face.
Uh-oh. People are going to be listening going like, what?
Oh, man.
I'm
going
to play that part. I'm going to play that part on the air. But thank you so much.
My big sister, I thank you so much for doing this. And you doing what you do, girl.
Okay. All right, Brian. I love you much. And
thank you, producing. Secure us. Goodbye.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
How are you?
All right, everybody. That was Brian Parnell. And Brian, some of the things that stood out to me with what he said tonight was that, you know, just talking to his family on the phone, and sometimes they may not have much to say, but just to hear them breathe. And he said, you know, if I remember like a time when it used to be like that, and I did, like when I was younger, like calling and having a boyfriend and just listening to them on the other end of the phone, we lost words and said everything, and yet we're still on the phone, breathing in each other's ear and falling asleep on the phone. So I can definitely relate to that. So he said that's special to him, just to hear them breathe, and that's something very meaningful. And he said, you know, he still remembers the smells of all of his loved ones, his mom, you know, his dad, his aunts, his grandmom, and that is something very special. And the funny thing he said, though, he said that he's going to lick her face. And I thought that was so hilarious. I could not resist not putting that one here. I started to edit it out, but I'm like, no, this is just too funny. And so I hope that made somebody laugh tonight. All right, we're going to go to another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hi, Chinchilla. It's Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I wish you had edited that.
Okay. Hold on. I don't know if she's talking on a speakerphone or whatever. She's got to come off that because it's a bad echo, so we're going to bring her back on in a little while. We'll bring on the next caller, and then we'll bring her back on shortly.
Oh, that was Brian.
All right, Chinchilla.
Oh, that was Brian.
Yeah, we're
going to
bring her back on. It sounded like two Brian's fiancés. Want to make sure we get that straight. Okay.
Yeah, it was an echo. Yeah, so Karen, if you're on speaker, just turn the speaker off because it's going to echo if you don't. All right, yeah. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. Before we go to the next caller, I do want to mention, like, Caroline and I, we're going to talk about the unity and how to unite, being that this is the birthday of Kwanzaa, which is Umoja unity. But I'm going to bring on another caller, a live caller now, and we're going to bring him on so he can talk about his feelings about this time of the year. And he's been on News Forum several times. He's called in to
just to support and encourage other people. And he's also called in and told us his story, shared his story with us. So we're going to hear from him now, and let's bring him on. And that is none other than Ali Shabazz. So, Ali, how are you tonight?
I'm doing all right, you know, maintaining by the grace of God, Allah, that's it, you know. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine. All right, Ali. Now, for you tonight, like, tell me one of the memories that you cherish most, a memorable time in your life.
Right now, most memorable time, just spending time, you know, with my dad and talking to my dad before, you know, he passed away in August, you know what I mean? I talked to him a couple of days before he passed. That's just most memorable to me. And, you know, just the time of my life when I was in, you know, 1995, I say, you know, when I was in Hollywood, you know, that's about, you know, it's a lot of other good memories, but, you know, that sticks out in my mind to this day, you know?
Yes, yes. And now, for those of you that don't know, Ali, he is wrongfully incarcerated in the state of Georgia, and he's been incarcerated now for 20 years, and, you know, and his son, Amir, was only two years old, and he was wrongfully incarcerated. And now, for this time of year, I know that you're Muslim, so you don't celebrate Christmas or anything, but do you ever get sentimental around this time of the year?
Nah, to tell you the truth, really, no, because at the end of the day, you know, I look at it just another day to me, and it's just another day where everybody's just spending all these, you know, and I don't knock nobody, don't get it twisted. I don't knock nobody for what they stand on, what they believe in, because, you know, people believe what they want to believe, but I know just for me, I don't, because I just never been the type that, I didn't grow up like that, so at the end of the day, you know, it's just always been another day for me, you know, where I just see people, you know, spending gifts and spending money, you know what I mean? And, you know, some of them people got their family members in jail starving, but they spending money like crazy, yo. And I don't understand that when they got people in jail or people homeless on the street and they just spending dough like crazy, man. That's, it just ain't never add up and make sense to me, Ms. Jones.
Okay. Okay, wow. Now, what is some advice or a tip that you can give to someone tonight of how to, I guess, cope on the inside?
Well, it's like this. When you in a situation, no matter if you out there living on the streets or you in prison, you have people that is in the prison is all in your mind, whether you inside these walls, behind this gate, or you out there inside your room in the bed. You know, prison is in your mind. So it's about what you think about, because mentally, I've been gone 20 years, right? But I'm free. Mentally, I'm free. Physically, my body is here,
yes.
But mentally, I'm not here. And some people don't understand me or fathom me when I say that. They be like, Ali, how you feel like you locked up? No, you locked up. I'm not locked up, because at the end of the day, I'm free in my mind, because, you know, I'm incarcerated. I'm not gay. I'm not drugged out. I'm not starving in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? And I take care of myself, basically, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, it's about, you know, what you do with yourself, no matter where you at. I could be in the desert, but I'm going to find a way to get some water. Believe me. You know what I mean? I'm going to find me a way to get some water out the desert. You know what I mean? So that's just the bottom line. And people have to understand that when you in a situation, no matter what situation you're in, you got to have God in your life. Because if you don't have God in your life, then it's over with for you, man. It's over with for you. I done had a lot of people, Ms. Jones, here, come in my life and leave my life. Not because of me, because some people couldn't deal with the situation dealing with me, but at the end of the day, the vision that I had, I've told. but they couldn't see it all the way out. So now, you know, and I believe what my father told me, what my grandmother told me, and what my mother told me, you know, people come into your life for a reason or a season, but at the end of the day, you have to see down that road. You have to have the mind and the conscience, you know, to see past, you know, what people don't see. So I that's how I'm able to survive in this prison 20 years, because I've seen some guys inside these prison walls that did not make it, that had less time than I had and killed themselves or got killed. And I'm still standing. You know why? Because God got me like this. God want me to see this through. You know what I'm saying? However he want me to see it. But at the end of, day, I know in my mind that, man, you know, I'm living to my best ability to make my prayers every day, no matter where I'm at. And that's why a lot of things this year have been happening for me. You know, newspaper articles and the Final Call newspaper. My actress friend from Family Matters, Punky Brewster, Cherie Johnson. You know, you can go on YouTube and check that out. You know, a lot of shows, a lot of, you know, people came to my aid only because of God, not because of my hands, but because God seen that, hey, this man here incarcerated wrongfully, he's a good guy. You know, we all got problems and all got flaws, but this, you know, this year has been a learning lesson, not only for me, but for the people that dealt with me. You know, so at the same time, you know, you have to look at both sides of the story, you know?
Yes, yes. And that's so true. And I can just look at, you know, 2021, the
right.
things that 21 has done, okay, in your life. And I was going to mention, like, you know, your most recent thing that's happened for you this year is your story being published in The Final Call. And that, you know, stemmed off from your dad. Your dad has passed away, but his appearance on that show is what brought the attention to The Final Call. And now your story is in that publishing, which goes all over the world. And you know, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
And then you've been on News Forum. You've been on Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls. And you're going to be featured
prison,
in the magazine next month.
Prison Riot Radio also.
Yes.
I can't forget Janae. And, you know, she wants to meet you, matter of fact. So, you know, I told her I hooked that up with you, you know. And I just want to say this, Ms. Chinchilla. I appreciate you, sister, for being a platform, not only for me, but for so many brothers and people all around the world. So this year, you know, it's been a good year, and a lot of ups and downs in your life, and I was glad that I was able to be there for you as a friend and somebody that helps me, because I believe in helping people that help me. It's always a trying time, but sometimes we have to sit down sometimes and analyze, you know, who are your friends? Who are the people that's there for you when you need them? Because I know at the end of the day, I got family members that turned their back on me, family members that done things to me since I've been incarcerated, trying to hurt me. But at the end of the day, you can't hurt somebody that survived 20 years inside this prison wall. Now, tell me if I'm lying or not. You know, you can't hurt somebody like that, because I'm still standing. I'm still able to keep pushing on. So at the end of the day, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have people in your corner that's for you. You're going to have people in your corner that's not for you. So, but you have to determine and distinguish who's in your life and who's good for you and who's not. That's just bottom line with anybody, you know?
Yes, that's so true.
But,
and that's definitely food for thought for people to really think about tonight, and to weigh those situations and weigh the people in their lives and see who is actually in their corner, because so many people think that certain people are in their corners and they're absolutely not. So we're definitely going to continue to think and ponder upon that. And everybody, you should all definitely think about that and let it resonate within you to see who's for you, who's against you. And God shows us signs with that. And take heed to the signs and stop ignoring them. All right? So, Ali, I thank you so very much for calling in tonight and sharing that with us. And there's another man that's incarcerated wrongfully in Georgia Garland West, and Garland was supposed to be on here tonight as well, and he was on for a little bit, and he had to get off because they came in to do count, so I'm not sure if he's going to be able to call back in, but Garland, he's been wrongfully incarcerated since the age of 19. He's now 42, and today is his birthday today. And so a big shout out and a big happy birthday to Garland West. And Garland shared with me earlier on the podcast that I did with him earlier today. He talks about God as well. And Garland is a Christian, and he does believe in Christmas. And he shared his thoughts, his feelings, and everything else about this time of the year and how he gets by during this time of the year. So for those of you that want to check that out, you need to go on over to the Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page or onto my page, Chinchilla Jonesia's page, and check out that podcast. Very, very touching. And I did want him to talk to you all tonight, but we'll get him next week. And everything he said is just so awesome. And everything that these men who have been wrongfully incarcerated says, I mean, they say some very profound things, and they have a lot of wisdom, and they don't need to be behind bars. They need to be out here enlightening these young people and even adults and encouraging and mentoring these young people out here. So we're definitely pushing, continuing to push for freedom for all of the wrongfully incarcerated. All right, we are going to bring on Karen Penny Johnson now, who is the fiance of Brian Parnell. We're going to bring her on now, and I believe everything's okay with her line.
Hi, Chinchilla. Is this better?
Yes.
Hi, is this better, Chinchilla?
Yes, it's better.
Oh, okay. All right. Everyone else, we want to thank you, you know, for bringing to light the stories of these wrongfully convicted men and women. But I'd like to say on behalf of Brian, one of the things he said about the silence, even in a call, just to hear someone breathe. The other day, I started in a new job a few weeks ago, and I had a video visit last week, and I didn't want to not take it. So I sat at my desk because I'm actually working during the time of the visit. So I had my ear pod in. I connected to the video. I was able to say hi very softly. And he's like, hi. He said, you're working? And I'm like shaking my head, yes. So he's answering questions. Did you take lunch yet? I'm shaking my head, no. And I'm trying to conceal the phone so, you know, the people, my supervisor can't see me on the phone. So our 45 minutes was really in silence because I really couldn't talk. But we were there for each other through this video call. And, you know, I didn't want him not to have his call, to miss out on his call, so I did what I had to do. And, yes, even in the silence, it's good to still be connected. It, you know, I was able to see his face. I was able to see him, you know, making faces, trying to make me laugh, you know, and he knows I'm trying to work. You know, he's just – but Brian is the strongest person, the most compassionate man I've ever known. And one of the most memorable things about him on this journey, when I realized that Brian was a praying man, I mean, I knew he had faith. I knew, you know, he was raised in faith. I knew, you know, he was, you know, like I told his mom, raised with good stock. But when I saw him put into play his prayer life, not just his prayer life, but praying for me and everybody else, and when they were having contact visits, you know, we end our visit with prayer by holding hands and bowing our heads. We didn't care who was looking at us. Of course, this was pre-COVID when we could hold hands. And, you know, before we would end a visit, we would pray. And Brian, I would always tell Brian, you're the man, you take the lead, you pray. And Brian had no problems with it. And let me tell you, I do believe that his prayers have kept me safe traveling up and down that road and in other aspects of my life. And, you know, I know it's hard for him. He's never once to sound down and out. And the first and only time in the 20 years that I've really heard Brian down, I heard him down when his grandfather passed, but I never heard him as down as when Omar Sistrunk passed, Omar Ali passed. And he didn't want to, you know, bring me down, and he kept saying, baby, this is a hard one. I said, I know it is. So I just listened to him talk about Omar. So anything that I would hear about him on the outside, about his services, you know, trying to keep him connected, because it really did affect him. But Brian is not one to let anything keep him down. And this year, and this 2021 has also brought us a year of hope, of faith. It's brought us closer together in prayer, because we are now in prayer every morning at 6:30. When they do count, when I know he's awake, I set my alarm for 6:15. So at 6:30, I go into prayer. We have our song list, our gospel song list that we listen to so we can meditate in the morning. And it's just a blessing to have a man like that. You know, people have a man with them physically that don't give them the support that Brian has given me. And I'm just so grateful to God to have him in my life. And I just want to end with this. He wrote a letter to all of his supporters. And if you haven't supported Brian, please go to Justice for Brian Parnell, P-A-R-N-E-L-L. And this is a little letter that he note that he wrote to his supporters. He said, I want to first thank you for your kind attentiveness and compassion for my story case. It isn't in vain. I'm truly humbled and really, really feel blessed that you are following my story and it, as it unfolds. I will continue to pray that you will continuously pray for me and my family. With the power of prayer, nothing is impossible. Prayerfully, I hope that you'll find it in your heart to get even more involved. Sign the attached petition. Keep spreading the word. Keep sharing my story to as many people as possible. No family should have to live the nightmare of losing a loved one to murder. And my sincerest prayers go out to the families who have suffered that tragedy, as well as my prayers goes out to the families and people incarcerated unjustly. Thank you for your support. Keep me and my family in your prayers, and I will do the wrong. Please feel free to contact me directly if you wish. I won't mind at all. Thank you, everyone, with all my heart, Brian Parnell. And this goes out to,
that's awesome.
You know, all of the wrongfully incarcerated. Ali Shabazz, that's my brother on Facebook. I love him. He's always, you know, shouting out, and to Herndonville and his lovely wife. You know, I just pray that this is the year that we all see freedom. And I'm going to close with that.
Yes.
And once again, Chinchilla, thank you so much. Words can't express the gratitude that we feel for you and how you just constantly give us the support that we need to talk about things that, you know, no one else has really asked us about. And you give us that platform to be able to express ourselves. And I truly thank you, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. And with that, I will say God bless everyone, and thank you again.
Thank you so much, Karen, and thank you for sharing tonight and for coming on and expressing yourself. And thank you for those kind words, and I love you too from the bottom of my heart. All right, everybody, I am going to read, before we go to the next caller, John Brookins. His case was on News Forum earlier this year, and his wife, Karen Brookins, has been on News Forum several times, supporting others and calling in and making comments on other cases, and she's been on the podcast numerous times. And I received a letter from John, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read a little bit because, you know, we're talking about 2021 and what are your feelings towards 2021. And here's what John said. The March denial was rough on me. I am handling the blessings of that day. The rough part is I am still here, but the blessing is it took my case to a new level of evidence and people coming forward. So although he was denied commutation back in March,
He said during that hearing, people have come forward and things are happening for him. And we are definitely looking forward to 2022 because Don Brookins does not belong behind bars. And, you know, his case is the case where Matt Weintraub, who is the DA in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, he won't test the DNA. And that's just so ridiculous. And as we always say, DNA is a science. And it's to be tested to prove either his guilt or his innocence. So if that DA is so gung-ho about him being guilty, then why not test that DNA to prove that he's right about John being guilty? So, but he's not testing the DNA, and we all know why, okay? Corruption, 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 of course. And it's so very sad. And then he says, this is my end game that's been played on me and others, you know, with what's going on in the system. He says, when the smoke clears this time, he will be home with his wife, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and yes, it will. Thank you for whatever and all that you have done. I am truly forever grateful for your assistance, and I thank you for all your support and giving me strength during this journey that I am very grateful. And I pray that you are blessed this holiday season with kindness and the same kindness you have given me. Best wishes, Johnny. So that's very awesome. And he also sent a card. And that was a handwritten letter. And he also sent a card. And I'll read that another time. But right now, we're going to hear very quickly and briefly from John Brookins' wife, Karen Brookins. How are you tonight, Karen?
Hi, good evening, Chinchilla. Thank you again for inviting me on the show. And Karen Penny Johnson said it best. There's so many of us that we are the voice for the voiceless. However, many people would not even care to hear or know how we, the family, feel about having a loved one incarcerated and sometimes how difficult that journey can be. Though there are very, very, very many beautiful moments, there are equally sad moments as well. And thank you for sharing that letter from John. He's, as you can see, he's very sincere and grateful for people that do not help not only him but everyone, and for you giving so many of us the voice and the platform to stand up. As you all know, yes, the commutation was difficult. It was difficult for him. It was difficult for me. And it was difficult for the family and many of you that are listening. You know, I've heard a lot of people through the months contact me and, you know, share. But the good thing is that the truth will come to the light. And no matter who tries to conceal the truth, God is greater. And
yes,
God has placed John and I on this journey together, and it will be revealed. The truth will truly be revealed. And like you said, there are people coming out supporting John. There are some people, many people coming out and talking about things that are important and that's shedding even more light on the truth. Because truly, we're seeking the truth. We're seeking to expose the truth. We're not trying to conceal anything. And John has not tried to conceal anything for 30 years. I think this attempt that Bucks County made back in March by producing a 5-page letter to the Board of Pardons and by basically retrying John during the course of that commutation is proof positive that there's a lot of concealment going on. Because the bottom line is, like you said, science, the DNA is science, and science doesn't lie. And the technology that's available now, today, that was not available 30 years ago, truly would reveal some truths. And again, that's all we seek is the truth, because there's truth.
Yes.
Justice and truth, and there's truth and justice. So... but I, if I could,
yes,
could I read
a letter that John wrote to his supporters for tonight.
I think if you call in next week, Karen, I'll give you a chance to do that. But my producers let me know we still have other callers, and it's like almost 11:30. So give out the petition site for Johnny so people can sign his petition.
It's bringbrookinshome.com, bringbrookins.com. Or I'm sorry, bringbrookinshome, I'm sorry, bringbrookinshome.com.
Okay, awesome. And thank you so much for calling tonight and sharing tonight, Karen. And everybody, again, that's bringbrookinshome.com. If you somehow forget it, you can look on Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page and on my page as well, and you will see that petition there where you can sign that, and you can also sign Brian Parnell's petition as well and some other petitions that is on those pages. All right. We are going to now bring criminal defense attorney Caroline Turner back on and chat with her for a moment. And then we're also bringing on Reverend Fordham. So continue to listen, everyone. And we're almost done. This was a long show tonight. And, you know, it was definitely much needed. And we still do have some callers in the queue. But I want to bring Caroline on for a moment. Caroline.
Yes.
Hi. Now, I want to talk with you a bit with Muti, when he talked about today being the first day of Kwanzaa and the principle for today being Umoja, which is unity. And what that made me think of, you know, we're in this fight for justice, in this fight to bring and to free all of the wrongfully convicted, and we have to unite. So how can we reunite? So that's something that we really need to sit down and we need to brainstorm about uniting more people. And we always talk about this, Caroline, about uniting everybody to get together and to fight for justice. And, you know, it's something that comes up over and over and over again. And so I just want everybody to really ponder upon unity, to ponder upon unity. And out of all the callers that called in and the cases, well, not cases, but the wrongfully convicted men that we heard from tonight, what stands out the most to you tonight?
As regards unity, I think what stands out the most to me is getting the stories out and educating people. I think the problem is that too many people are locked away far from everybody else. We don't get to see their everyday lives. We don't get to appreciate what they're going through. Unless you've been inside one of those jails, you have no idea what it's like. You can get an idea on TV shows, but it's far worse in reality. And hearing the stories is the only way to bring it alive for people. I think a lot of the work that's going on around freeing wrongfully convicted people is publicizing the fact that there are so many people wrongfully convicted in this country. It's estimated there's 20,000 people wrongfully incarcerated. I would imagine it's much higher.
Right.
If you take into account the fact that, you know, some people's DNA wasn't preserved, they can never prove their innocence. You know, and there are cases that are just terrible, terrible cases. And, you know, we've knowingly, or not necessarily knowingly, but without wanting to know, executed people who've been innocent. And, you know, this carries on. This is part of the culture of criminal justice in this country. It's unbelievably awful. And we sentence people to years and years of torture. And, you know, they were at the mercy of a bad attorney, a crooked DA, crooked cops. people not handing over the necessary evidence, bad judges. I mean, so many people, especially poor people in marginalized communities, don't have access to justice like rich people do. So,
right.
You know, the movers and the shakers tend to be, you know, rich people, the people who have more influence because of the money they make. And, you know, they're not as affected, perhaps, as a lot of people in marginalized communities because they don't have the same, you know, there's not the same police presence and crime and everything else. I mean, it's just really, really hard. We need to get the word out. We need to publicize what people are going through. We need to make people care. We need people to actually see the faces and hear the voices of those who are wrongfully incarcerated to care. That's what we need to do. And it's telling stories like on your show that's going to get it out there. It's telling people's stories. We saw recently there was a very successful petition to not have to stop the execution of Julius Jones. We can do this stuff. We really can. We really can do it, and we need to all get together and do it. And it's not going to be the rich people that do it. It's going to be people who care that do it.
Yeah. Yes. That's so true. So true. And we definitely have to come together. And wow, the fight is great, and the fight is going to continue, and we need more soldiers in our army to fight this fight of freedom, because like Caroline said, you know, about over 20,000 people wrongfully incarcerated, and you know, we really don't know how many altogether, because they're probably 100,000 people wrongfully incarcerated. When we look at the amount of incarceration in this country, you know, and it's so very sad. It's so very sad. And we have to do better as human beings, to advocate for the wrongfully incarcerated. We have to do better, people. You cannot just sit back and do nothing, sit back and say nothing, and just watch people get wrongfully convicted left and right, and watch people spend decades behind bars wrongfully. Totally, totally, totally wrong. Totally wrong. And we had Reverend Fordham on. Reverend Fordham, I am so sorry. He's been on probably since about 9:45, and waiting to talk and to pray for you all tonight, and to just share as well, and to encourage everyone. And I am not sure if he is still on or not. Brother O, is Reverend Fordham still on? Is he on?
No, actually, I gave you a reminder. He is not on, but it's okay, because we know we love Reverend Fordham, and I would love Reverend Fordham, you know, to come on and give us, you know, something that was near and dear to his heart. The reason why this show is on, guys, is a ministry of love and faith, hope that will spring forth the truth and the light, and those people will come home. And that's why we have this type of show on a constant basis. News Forum has been around since 2013. And Chinchilla has carried on that tradition, and we're proud of her. Tomorrow night on these R&D stations, we have the International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Miss Antonia Batts, and informational guru, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these R&D stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation has advertised the R&D, which is Ola Deli and Goes Enterprise. Reaches, of course, at www.lookinglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Primetime, one at bevnet.com. We're in Gozy Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli goes to appearance at Google Plus. Ola Deli Malaywin goes to Facebook, as well as our business page, News Forum, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Deli, that goes with my and gmail.com. And I am Your mother and father's favorite do so, Ladelli Malay Magosi, saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, for a young lady has broken her 39th all-time connection record here at ONE, the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2021, the outstanding and wonderful Miss Chinchilla Jonesia. Now, before we bring her on, I just want to say something to everybody. Please, please, please support this work that she's doing. Definitely over at Mike Test TV. She's doing outstanding yeoman's work to help people and change people. And so I'm going to play a little track before I bring on Miss Chinchilla J, and we'll go ahead on into it.
All right, everybody. That was Better Days by Leandria Johnson. And I love that song. It's just so, so wonderful talking about better days. And I want you all to know that better days are definitely coming. And
I want to acknowledge Bishop Atkins, who is a guest with his story, Latara Smith, investigative reporter, Travis Ray Bond, Brenda Kellmeyer, and so many others that were guests on the show. And historical exoneree Vincent Moto was listening in tonight, and, you know, he decided to allow everyone else to have time to talk. And we will hear from him next Sunday. And for those of you that want to donate to my work and to my advocacy to help me travel from state to state, bringing justice and continuing having platforms for the wrongfully incarcerated on podcasts and all the other avenues that we have for you guys. And for the, you may do so by cash apping me at $Chinchilla Jonicia. That's $CHINCHILLAJONESIA. $Chinchilla Jonicia. And if you don't have Cash App, you can Venmo me at Chinchilla Jonicia at MikeTestEntertainment.com. Chinchilla Jonicia at MikeTestEntertainment.com. You can also call me if you would like to be a guest on News Forum. You can give me a call at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, 844-642-8378. And extension 888, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. You can reach me after hours. You can leave a message, and I will return your call as quickly as possible. Think about donating for the end of the year so that next year we can help more wrongfully incarcerated individuals across this country and be a voice in every state next year. Again, my Cash App, $Chinchilla Jonicia. Thank you for tuning in tonight for the final broadcast of News Forum in 2021. 2022, what you gonna do? See you guys and gals in the new year. Be blessed and remember to always be a voice. Good night.